Well, Coach, what impressed you most with how your team was able to get this win and just Alexander Barkov?
It's a tough, you know, credit to Columbus. Right? They got one of the best home records in the league, and they've got one of the highest scoring teams in the league. So, especially with kind of our challenges on our blue line, I thought Toby was really good tonight, and that is critical. But where you see it the most then would be on your penalty kill. So great work by the penalty killers on that. Sergey made a couple of big saves on our kill. And then it's a grinder. They've clearly, you know, this is an important game, all these teams that are fighting for their playoff lives. So I like the fact that we've been able to play in tight games. I've been saying that for 2 months. I think we've, even in the two we lost last week, they're pretty tight in the third. So to come out with a win after losing two is important.
We know Columbus is a pretty desperate team, but what can you say of just these 2 points and the significance of them for your team?
Well, we're not in the playoffs. That's the key piece. 85 points coming in tonight's not getting in the playoffs. So we've got lots of work to do. And we're going to be challenged in that work between schedules and injuries, but you can really find some good things with your team when you're facing that kind of adversity. And when you look at the schedule that we'll face on the way out, we're getting all teams exactly like Columbus or teams we're fighting for the division leads. So they're all meaningful. Road wins always feel better because the guys get to enjoy them together, and then we'll go in and play the best team of the East and try to do it again.
Do you like games like that where there's a lot of sticks, a lot of defense around the net, a lot of not much?
Well, but it's going to happen. I mean, that's what it's going to look like. When we get into the playoffs, it's not flowing up and down the ice. What you like is these are real games, and sometimes you get to this point, you end up playing a bunch of teams that are either already in for sure or already out, and neither of those games are playoff real. So these are all, like, when you look at the last nine games that we play, every single one of them is going to be a grinder. And it's going to be exactly the hockey that we'll see if we get enough points to get in.
And you've got a couple new faces, new role guys playing new roles. Are these games good for them?
It's good for them, especially under duress. I think the benefit here of this league now being so very, very tight and these games being so critical down the stretch, there's not going to be a huge jump off in terms of the compete level in the playoffs, because these are now amping up to being pretty hard, pretty fast games. Now, the talent level might change, but the compete level is fairly close to playoffs now. I think we were a little bit under it last week. I the corrections for us will be some of the things that we did off the rush that we wouldn't want to see too often. But the compete was there. They played hard. They played their butts off. They battled on every pucks. Their Danforth line did a real good job on the Barkov line. They worked really hard, and I thought Lundell's line did a really good job against the exceptionally dangerous line in Fantilli. I think it was a bit of a soft there, so it's a good win.
Gus Forsling has a 105-mile-an-hour slap shot.
Is that what he's doing? I know why we don't have anybody in front of the net.
Can't blame him.
Until the game winner. It's funny how that works.
And real quick, you guys go off tomorrow. So Washington, you guys are two division leaders. That should be a headline grabber, huh?
Yeah. We're just going to try to keep the big guy under seven. I think he got one tonight. The net was empty when I came out to talk to you, so he might have got two. So we keep him under seven, then we can get out of town.
And just real quick, though, you played them twice.
I actually haven't minded our game. I think we've played pretty well in there. They're very good, and they don't need much to score either. I mean, they've got us by a whole bunch. I think they probably scored 30 more goals than we have this year. I think that they capitalize on their opportunities. Pardon the pun, wasn't intended. Just look at our schedule. We're playing teams fighting for the playoffs. We've got two against Toronto, one against Tampa Bay, one against Washington. So this is at your best time of year. And we've got some pretty good additions going because we've got four injuries, but five players out of our lineup that are going to vie for jobs. So everybody's going as hard as they can.
Thank you, Coach.
Okay,
thank
guys.
Thank you. Thanks for everything.